With the Major League Baseball regular season getting underway next week, a book written by a Phillies fan for Phillies fans could help those who follow the team learn more. On this week's News and Views, we talked to Bill Baer, the author of 100 Things Phillies Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Baer says his book covers a wide range of topics.
Things about the club's history, players that played for the various teams over the years, and even some things about the city, like getting a cheesesteak at Pat's and Geno's, or going to Bulls Barbecue at Citizens Bank Park.
The 23-year-old Baer writes for the Phillies blog Crash Burn Alley. But don't let his age fool you. Baer says his book is more than just about the current players and team.
But I certainly go back to the 1800s, the early 1900s. Like Ed Delahanty was one player. Go over a couple of funny events from all the way back then. And then, of course, you have the 1950 Whiz Kids, the 1980 championship team, and everything in between.
When it comes to Eddie Delahanty, Baer says an anecdote that most Phillies fans did not know involves Delahanty getting caught up in a scoreboard area at an opposing ballpark chasing a baseball.
A ball was hit, and it happened to go in this doghouse, and Delahanty went after it, and he got trapped in there, so his teammate had to come and retrieve him. By the time they came out, the batter who had hit it rounded the bases for an inside-the-park home run. Baseball historians then refer to that as the most shameful home run of all time.
On the next News and Views, we look at personalities and places that made the list in the book, 100 Things Phillies Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. You can listen to all three parts of this week's feature showcasing the Phillies anytime at WRTI.org. I'm Joe Irizarry, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
With the Major League Baseball regular season beginning for the Phillies on April 5th in Pittsburgh, a book written by a Phillies fan for Phillies fans could help those who love the home team heighten their knowledge. On this week's News and Views, we talk to Bill Baer, the author of 100 Things Phillies Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Baer says number one on his list is a no-brainer, Hall of Fame broadcaster Harry Callis.
Harry was number one in my book. That's the number one thing Phillies fans should really know. Of course, a lot of fans are very familiar with him, and it was a real bummer to have him pass away not too long ago.
In the book, Baer writes about other non-players, including the Philly fanatic, and also covers the different places the Phillies have called home over the years.
The stadium's definitely made a couple appearances in the book, talking about the Vet, of course, and Citizens Bank Park, Shy Park, of course.
Of course, for fans who follow the Phillies and love the current players, Baer says there's plenty about those who helped contribute to the 2008 World Series championship and the five straight National League East Division titles.
Of course, you had to mention Chase Utley and Ryan Howard going over his 2006 MVP season. Jimmy Rollins, Pat Burrell, he just recently retired. They're all in the book. And then, of course, you have some more recent players that are no longer with the team, like Scott Rowland and Curt Schilling.
On the next News and Views, a look at the best of the best, according to Baer. You can listen to all three parts anytime at WRTI.org. I'm Joe Irizarry, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
As the regular season for Major League Baseball gets underway, a book for Phillies fans by a Phillies fan could add to the mystique building around the team. On this week's News and Views, we talked to Bill Baer, the author of 100 Things Phillies Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And as Baer says, what would any Phillies book be without the great Mike Schmidt?
He's not only the best third baseman in baseball history, he's the best player in Phillies history. And he gets mentioned quite a bit. He has a chapter just on him, on his career. He was also involved in a game against the Cubs where he hit four home runs, which is a tie for a major league record, and of course comparing him to other players throughout the Phillies' history.
The Phillies' 1980 and 2008 World Championship teams are mentioned throughout the book, but as Baer writes, one of the key contributors to the 2008 team was first base coach Davey Lopes. Lopes was a great base runner when he played, and Baer says he really helped the Phillies on a base path.
The Phillies went from a slightly above average running team to a historically great in 2008. They stole bases at an 88% success rate, and that was a major league record. They had four guys who were able to go into double-digit steals, Jimmy Rollins, Shane Victorino, Jason Worth and Chase Utley, they all had really good success rates.
Bear adds that even though he could have made his list of 100 longer, he's covered the important Phillies topics.
Phillies history really has a lot in it. I mean, I could have gone up to 500 things if I put my nose to the grindstone. I mean, Phillies baseball has been around for so long, and there's been so many things that have happened over time. But for the most part, I think paring it down to 100 things, I was able to include everything that I wanted to include.
Bear says his 100 things are good for those who follow the Phillies on an everyday basis and for casual fans. To hear all three parts of this week's news and views, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Joe Irizarry, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.